Lately, I overheard an interesting conversation between two persons about property investment. A proudly shared that he had bought a condo in the Woodleigh Potong Pasir area when it was first launched way back in 2018. He recently sold it and claimed to have made $500,000 in profit. He boasted that he has a kind of third eye for spotting property that will make money and urged his friend B to follow in his footsteps. Here, I couldn't help but be amused. Does he really have this yin yang yet for property? I decided to dig a little deeper to see if his claim hold any truth. Here, I will compare 6 condos around the same area, a mix of old and new, freehold and 99 years leasehold. Let's see which one truly what more. To keep things fair, I used 2018 as a starting point, the same year Park Colonial and the Woolwich Residence were launched. Let's take a look at how each project has performed up to 2025. Here's the interesting part. Park Colonial is a 99 years condo that was launched at an average price of 1,748 per square feet back in 2018. By 2025, the average PSF is already hovering around 2,254 PSF. This is a 29% return. Not too bad. As for Woolwich Residence, this is another 99 years condo above Woolwich Mall and directly connected to Woolwich MRT station. The return to date is only 21%. Okay, still decent. Maybe because it has started from a higher base. Not too far away from the main road is Avon Park. It was transacting around 1,002 per square feet back in 2018. The cheap ride, till date, it has surged by 40%. Impressive. Down the road, we have another freehold condo known as Park Mondera. I suppose many of you have not even heard of this condo. It's only 15 years old. Anyway, it has increased by 42%. Not too bad, right? As for next door, Bronson at Woolwich. It was trending around 1,002 per square feet back in 2018. Today, it has galloped ahead, touching 2,130 PSF. This is an impressive 69% capital gain. Lastly, you have a low budget and can only afford the older 8 at Woolwich back then. You no worry, you have made a 30% capital gain likewise. So, what can we learn here? While Park Colonial and the Woolwich resident both did well, their gain were actually lower than some of the older freehold condo nearby. Bronson and Woolwich topped the chart with a stunning 69% jump, roughly a 10% annualized return over 7 years. Even the older 8 at Woolwich managed a 30% increase, outperforming even the newer condos. Here, not every new launch automatically guarantee huge profit. Some older, less fanciful condo can actually perform even better. And let's not forget, part of the strong price growth in recent years was also driven by factors like the pandemic, low interest rate environment, and government job support scheme that kept the economy stable. Without those, do you think the market will chong so much?